Good afternoon. The time is 2 o'clock. Welcome to Vox Pop on this Food Friday, April 25th. I'm Ray Graff. Taste of Rhinebeck returns on Wednesday, May 7th. The annual event will feature about 24 restaurants, food and spirit shops and the like. And here to tell us about it are Josh Kroner, chef and owner of Terrapin Restaurant, Jennifer Ann Berry from the Rhine Cellar Cocktail Lounge, and Kathy Naor from Abba's Falafel. We'll talk about the event, and this bunch will be happy to answer your food and drink questions, so give us a call. The number is 800-348-2551, 1-800-348-2551, or feel free to shoot us an email, voxpop@wamc.org is the email address, or 800-348-2551 if you want to call. A Taste of Rhinebeck, you and them and all of us, coming up. Well, hello again. Welcome back to Vox Pop, WAMC's live afternoon call-in talk show. I'm Ray Graff. You know, Taste of Rhinebeck returns Wednesday, May 7th. Sponsored by the Rhinebeck Area Chamber of Commerce, this event, it's an annual event. It spotlights about 24 purveyors of fine food and beverages. It'll feature appetizers, entrees, beverages, desserts. Joining us to talk about it is Chef Josh Kroner, owner of Terrapin Restaurant, a leader of the farm-to-table movement since it opened in 1998. Joining Josh today is Kathy Naor from Abba's Falafel, which offers falafels, sabich, hummus, salads, tahini, all the fixings, and Jenny Berry of Rhine Cellar, a secluded cocktail lounge hidden in the basement of the historic Rhinebeck Hardware Company. The number to call is 800-348-2551. You want to talk food with this gang or drinks, 800-348-2551. Or you can email us at voxpop@wamc.org. Josh, Jenny, Kathy, welcome to the show.
Ray, good to be here again.
Yep, thank you for having us.
All right, we've got two newcomers here. Mm-hmm. And so I want to talk to the newcomers first and welcome you both. Kathy Naor, welcome.
Thank you.
Tell me about Abba's Falafel. How did that begin?
Abba's Falafel began basically as a curiosity. Oh, let's hang out at the farmer's market and sell falafel after we moved here.
So you moved from
Israel.
And so you got a little hankering for the old food from home, yeah?
Yep. And we love it that it's so rural here where we live and it's quiet. But then we realized we kind of like hanging out at the farmer's market. And usually you go through and you're done like within an hour. This was a good excuse to hang out longer.
And then eventually you had a brick-and-mortar shop.
And about 7-8 years after that, we opened a brick-and-mortar.
So that's great. And we'll talk about the stuff that you offer, and I hear it's quite good in a little bit.
It is really good.
You like
it?
Well, that's a chef talking.
Thank you, guys.
Love falafel, yeah. It's really, it's now, the best.
Jenny Berry from Rhine Cellar. I looked at your website. I got to say, that's a pretty cool-looking spot you have there.
Thank you so much.
How did you get there?
So honestly, when the last purveyors, when they closed, it was right before COVID, my best friend and I were going to do it together. But unfortunately, she was sick and ended up being terminal. So, and then with COVID. But with that, I was helping her mom to like end the business. And my partner now, Costa, he was interested, and we never knew each other, and we met and just liked each other's vibes and said, all right, let's do it, and then the Rhine Cellar became.
Well, it's a great location.
Yes, absolutely.
And your story is an interesting one. I mean, it seems like you went different ways, and you sort of ended up...
Yeah, back. Like, yeah, I was kind of thinking it's not going to happen, and then it happened, and now it's happening.
Rhinebeck's known for its restaurants, but there really is only one place to go late night, and that's Jenny's spot. Yeah.
Do you go there after the kitchen closes?
Hell yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So, Josh Kroner, couple things. Number one, thank you for hosting that, whatever that was, on March 31st.
That was amazing. You know, and I have to say, Ray, because I spoke to many of the people that were there, and people were just like, oh, my God, he's got to do this every week. And I'm like, I don't think Ray's going to do that every week. So I just don't think that's going to happen.
What Josh is talking about is this Teach Uncle Grumpy to Bake thing that we did with Chef Gail Sokol back at the end of March. It had just aired last week. And You know, I'm not, you know me, Josh, I'm not a cook, I can't bake.
Uncle Grumpy, I like that. Well, I can see where that comes from.
Wow. Anyway, couple things. One, I love what you have going on. I've never been to Terrapin. In fact, I have never spent significant time in Rhinebeck.
I've been here 20 times. It's about time you got to my place.
I don't leave the house, man. But Rhinebeck is such a cool town. Oh, my gosh. Yes. Talk about vibes. It's got vibes.
Absolutely.
Super laid back, super nice. All right, so tell us a little bit about this year's Taste of Rhinebeck. And there was I'll give you the number, 800-348-2551 if you want to call. There was a little bit of uncertainty about when the event was, but now we've pinned it down. It's May 7th, right,
Absolutely.
Jenny?
Absolutely, yes, sir.
Definitely is May 7th. Now, this event is terrific, and this is the third year that the Rhinebeck Chamber of Commerce has been hosting the event. It was originally hosted by the local hospital. Hmm. After COVID, it got shut down, and we took it over. And it's such an awesome event to kind of get all of the restaurants and bars as well mm-hmm. together, where we can kind of put something together to raise money for charities. So we have a couple charities we're raising money for in addition to helping the chamber. We're using the money for the Rhinebeck Autism Committee, which is a committee inside the village that makes the village more ready to deal with autistic children and adults. You know, mm-hmm. we train businesses, we provide sensory spaces and that type of thing. I'm actually also involved in that committee. It's a great committee. But also this year, we're donating money to the Upstate Films, which is actually a nonprofit film that does art films involved in the Woodstock Film Festival.
And it's right across from Terrapin. I've never seen that before either. Yeah. And I said, oh, there it is after all these years.
Oh, that's such a gem, that place.
Mm-hmm. The difficulties in actually keeping a theater like that going, which is so important, you know, these days, after COVID, it really hurt the theater industry. But still, to be able to go out to a nice art cinema like that is just really a treat, especially right across the street from my restaurant.
It's May 7th, and it's there are two not seatings, right?
Well, you know what we're trying to do is space it out a little bit, so we have 5:15 or 5:30.
A lot of shrugs here at the moment.
Okay, well, there we go. Yeah. So we've spaced out the two times that you can start. That way it's not too crowded when you get to all of the restaurants, because all the restaurants are handing out samples. There's so many different foods you can try. We have 28 different restaurants right now. We're probably going to have some more sign up before.
28? Yeah. Is that more than last time?
It's about the same.
Yeah?
Right around the same.
Yeah. I can't believe they're... It's not a huge town. There are 28 restaurants in the town.
It's an amazing town.
It's great for food and people, and it's amazing because you'll have, you know, hundreds and hundreds of people dining, and there's only a town of 5,000 people.
Yeah,
but they do come from all over, and it's a great place to walk around. The shops are wonderful. A lot of the shops stay open late so that after dinner you can still go shopping. Yep.
Yeah, it's an amazing thing. The number here is 800-348-2551. So the way it works, and again, I haven't actually been to Taste of Rhinebeck, but everybody has a menu, right, of things that they will be offering at these two different, what are they, tours, would you call it? It's not seatings if you're going from restaurant to restaurant, is
walks.
It?
Walks. Yeah, it's like walks.
Yeah, yeah. It's just when you can register. So you register, if you're registered at 5 o'clock, you go, and you'll have a map. We suggest you'll start at a certain spot. So, you know, depending on when you register, you'll have different spots to start at. And you just tour around. And basically, there is so much food and drink. You will get a terrific meal. But also, you'll be able to try all these new businesses you've never been to. It's a wonderful opportunity for people. Everybody that does it absolutely loves it because, you know, people love to try new things. And it's a very social event. And this year, we got something which we haven't done before, which is going to really make it even better, is that we got the state to close down Market Street. So the end of the street from the traffic light to the parking lot is closed, and we're going to put chairs and tables right in the center of the street.
Brilliant.
So mm-hmm. it's going to be like this big kind of walking street.
Festival.
Yeah.
Of food.
A festival.
Yeah.
We're going to have some music playing, so it's going to be really nice.
Now you just have to pray for some beautiful weather, right?
Oh, it's going to happen.
Yeah.
Otherwise, everyone's going to be crowded into the cocktail lounge.
Well, even so, we will have, you know, there'll be covered seating as well. So yeah. If it does rain a little bit, which we hope it won't, but if it does, we'll be ready for it.
Taste of Rhinebeck returns Wednesday, May 7th to a really cool town. Let's take a break here. I want to talk to Kathy about some of the great food that she slings out and find out what's new at Terrapin and learn more about the Rhine Cellar. 800-348-2551 is our number. We'll be back. Mighty Burner, 800-348-2551. It's Vox Pop. It's Food Friday. It's Taste of Rhinebeck time, Wednesday, May 7th. Yes, we've confirmed it. Chef Josh Kroner is here. Kathy Naor is here from Abba's Falafel. And Jenny Berry of Rhine Cellar, which is a cocktail lounge. We're going to find out more about those latter two in a moment. Before we get started, we have a call that's been waiting a while. We'll get to that one. Josh, did you say you're doing a podcast? When do you have time? When do you have time?
You know, as a chef, you have to keep busy. So since I love being on your show and I like having a mic in my face, I thought, hey, you know, I can do this.
Really?
No, so I have two good friends. One is Dave Leonard, who was a DJ on WDST for 25 years.
Yep.
And John Michelle, who owns Mega Brain Comics, now in Red Hook, who... He's got a beautiful voice, and he's a good interviewer.
He doesn't sound like the comic guy on The Simpsons?
Not so much.
Worst episode ever. No?
Not okay. That guy.
All right.
But, you know, and honestly, I had listened to Smartless a lot, which is a podcast, and I thought, gosh, I could do something like that. So I got two of my good friends that are also really accustomed to having a mic in front of their face, and we just kind of, you know, talk and bring in some guests that happen to be pretty well-known people and talk to them.
I think we'll be doing some more podcasting here at AMC in the year and the years to come. That's on the table.
Podcasts are great because, you know, you can just listen to them when you want. Not that your radio show isn't, because it's nice to have live radio too, but it is nice for us to be able to do that. And we have not yet released. It is going to be called Hudson Valley Unleashed.
Okay.
Which is actually, we took Dave Leonard's name of his show, which was Radio Unleashed. So we kind of used Dave Leonard's show. But Hudson Valley Unleashed, you can look for it on Spotify and Apple, iHeartRadio, starting probably at the end of May.
And by the way, you can find most of our offerings there as well. And, you know, I turn this one into an audio archive about 15 minutes after the show is over. But congratulations to you on that. I mean, I do like the idea of doing a separate podcast at some point because I'll be able to swear.
Yeah.
And I think that's really important. The FCC, they look askance at this sort of thing. All right, let's go grab this call here who has been waiting for a while, and then I want to dig deeper into Abba's Falafel and the Rhine Cellar. Steve in Poughkeepsie, you're on.
Ray, thank you for having me on. I would wait forever to get a chance to talk to you and the other wonderful small business owners that you have on right now.
All right, then I'll make you wait another 30 minutes. What do you think? No, you're on. Go, man.
Thank you. I, too, am also a small business owner, so my time is a little bit important.
Okay.
I just wanted to say thank you to Jen, to everybody out there in Rhinebeck, because they do so much good in the community. I'm just learning about all the different things that Rhinebeck and Terrapin are going to do for the autistic folk, and that's fantastic. Rhinebeck is absolutely my wife and I's favorite spot for a romantic date, and Abba's Falafel is actually why I'm calling in right now, because my kids and I absolutely love your food. It is so delicious and healthy.
Thank you.
My big question for you today is, have you ever thought about expanding?
Here we go.
That's always the question. I think to do it right, you want the people involved who love it to be on site, and expanding at this point would be very difficult to do, and to do it right.
Okay.
That's the main answer. Yeah, that's kind of the way it is.
Go ahead, Steve.
Yeah. You're part of what makes all of your businesses so successful is the hands-on experience that you give as owners. And it's so hard to find somebody that will hold that mantle and work as hard as you do. It takes skin in the game, and it takes a specific skill set that not everybody possesses.
Wow, thank man. You, Steve. Thank you.
Steve, are you the president of the Chamber of Commerce in Poughkeepsie?
Oh, Rhinebeck.
Maybe one day. I'm just a small business owner, making my way, doing what I can. I started cleaning the bathrooms 21 years ago, and then me and my buddy chipped in, put all of our life savings into one game store. And we're doing the best we can, just like everybody in Rhinebeck.
All right, where's the store, and what's the name of it?
Sure, I didn't want to pitch.
That's okay. Yeah, it's not a pitch, just information. That's all.
And now then, we're curious, anyway.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys. Thank you, Ray. The name of the store is Champion Card Collector, 43 Vassar Road, Poughkeepsie, New York. Just like you guys do, we hold community. And mutual respect for other businesses in the area, paramount.
All right, man. Hey, beautiful. Thanks for the call, Steve. Have a great weekend, and good luck with the card store. 800-348-2551. Now, Kathy Naor. Mm-hmm. Steve said Abba's. Is it Abba's or Abba's?
It's Abba's.
It is Abba's.
It's
so
Abba's,
I'll say it
but
properly.
But again, it's not an English word, so pronunciation is
Abba
kind
means
of a,
grandmother, right?
No, actually means father.
Oh, father.
Whoa. Ah.
Abba is father.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. So it's like dad's
my
falafel.
Lack of Hebrew.
Hebrews, you didn't go to Hebrew school, did you?
I did not, no. My father was Jewish.
Okay,
was
so
Jewish.
Abba, that's yeah. your dad.
Yet he really didn't push the you know, actual studying on me.
Yeah.
So.
Well, Fran in Gallatin also likes Abba's, says three cheers for Abba's. They're the best. My late husband and I would get a falafel and pita every week when we went to the farmer's market. Now, when I'm in Rhinebeck, Abba's still my favorite stop. So
oh,
there
wow.
you go.
Thank you.
Wonderful.
So tell me more about the food and the origins and sort of, you know, I'm not a real expert on this stuff, but, you know, do you strive for authenticity, or are you Americanizing some of this stuff?
No, we did not Americanize. I think part of the reason we were successful is that we did not Americanize, and we spice and use a lot of flavor in our food. Falafel is Middle Eastern.
Yeah.
Egypt would claim it. Lebanon would claim it. Israel would claim it, of course. We're not going into that.
Okay. You know what I mean? It's a completely different
right.
show.
I'm going to give a third-party plug for Abba's because I really love it. You know, what's wonderful? I mean, people love falafel, but what's great about the way that Kathy and Roy, her husband, do it is there's also these condiments that are just amazing.
Okay.
They have, like, a bunch of pickles that you can put on. There's three different sauces, and they're all wonderful on their own. So it's like you mix and match. You can kind of create your own thing, you know, to get the perfect flavor that you want. And the pickles are just so damn good.
Oh, really?
Also,
do your own pickles?
We do our own pickles.
Oh.
They do like a kind of an onion slaw, which is also incredible. That goes on the falafel, which yeah, I love that too. I mean, as a chef, I can tell you right now, this is some of the best vegan food you can get in the country.
It's all vegan.
Right here in Rhinebeck.
All vegan.
It's all vegan.
All vegan.
Now, this is a conscious decision, or it's just that all the food is vegan?
It started off that all the food was vegan in the farmer's market. We went vegan ourselves about 15 years ago, 10 years ago.
Yeah. Why?
And then it happened to be, why? Oh, we're against the exploitation of animals okay. at
so
factory farms.
This is a moral and philosophical
Absolutely.
Decision and not a culinary decision.
Not a culinary decision, not a health decision. It was a moral
okay.
decision.
Fair enough.
But I'll say from a culinary decision point of view, it's delicious. That much I know. It is, whether it's vegan or not vegan,
it just happened
it's
to be that the food
good.
Was vegan because we were doing the food before we became vegan.
It is
vegan.
Really good food.
So that was convenient.
Taste of Rhinebeck is Wednesday, May 7th in beautiful Rhinebeck, New York, sponsored by the Rhinebeck Area Chamber of Commerce. The number here is 800-348-2551. Josh Kroner is here from Terrapin Restaurant. Kathy Naor from Abba's Falafel. And Jenny Berry of Rhine Cellar, which is, based on the pictures I saw, a place I wouldn't mind having a couple cocktails. Tell me more about your, it's not a lounge.
Yeah, actually, so we made it into a lounge.
I love
in the
that.
Beginning, we did start off with a pool table and a dartboard, but unfortunately.
Do you have the fake fireplace?
Yeah, I do, yes.
I love the fake fireplaces. Yeah,
yep.
You gotta have that.
Yeah, and but we pivoted and we got rid of those things, and now we have lounge couches in each corner. We also offer live music on the weekends and solo shows at night.
I couldn't get a sense of how big the place is from the pictures.
It's 2,000 square footage.
That's big.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you have room for a stage and a band.
Yep. But we have a special corner just where it's all insulated and soundproof too. And we have a piano. So you can also play a piano that was just recently tuned.
Ah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it'll have to be tuned fairly often.
Yes.
I know a tuner. I can help you out
there. I appreciate that.
The number here is 800-348-2551. Taste of Rhinebeck is happening. So what's your most popular drink?
So right now, it's called In the Pickle.
Really?
And my beverage director, Caleb Bierman, he actually makes his own pickles and pickle brine.
Why don't you get them from Abbas?
Yeah.
there's a different kind of pickles.
But oh,
yeah,
okay.
Different, yes.
Amazing.
And,
they have.
Yeah, and you can have it with tequila. You could do it with any.
Is that what you're doing for the Taste of Rhinebeck?
No. We have something we're creating, something new that will also be going on the spring and summer series.
What is it?
We are not discussing that.
Yeah. So you're going to have to come to Taste of Rhinebeck.
You're going to have to come to Taste of Rhinebeck.
Rhine Cellar's exquisite new spring offering.
I don't know. That's a bold strategy. Yeah, you're here to promote the event, but you won't tell us. All right, good. I like your style.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you.
The number here is 800-348-2551. Kathy, what will you be serving for Taste of Rhinebeck?
So traditionally in the years past, we served a really mini falafel sandwich, like a really small pita, and in it we put like the tahini sauce, some cabbage slaw, salad, falafel balls. This year we might be offering that as well, but we also might be offering a small burekas.
What's that?
Burekas is something we added to the menu lately, I think in the summer. It's basically, it's a puff pastry that has savory fillings in it.
Ooh. What kind of savory fillings?
So there are two kinds. We have, everything's vegan, so it's a cashew-based cheese. We use Tree Line Cheese mainly, which is a company in Kingston. They do amazing vegan cheeses. With spinach is one kind, and the other kind has potato and mushrooms.
Lovely. Oh, that sounds delicious.
And it comes with a little tomato sauce with a little spice in it next to it. So we're trying to make mini ones to offer for the tastings.
All right. So the ugly American here has another question. What is sabich?
Sabich.
Say it the way you're supposed to say it.
Sabich.
Okay. Say sabich.
Sabich.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I'll get that eventually.
Sabich, I think, traditionally is considered an Iraqi breakfast food. That's part of the history of it. Basically, it has egg, potato, eggplant, a very tangy mango curry sauce, and tahini sauce.
Oh, my heavens.
Being vegan, we don't do the egg. We do the falafel balls instead. It turned out to be amazing.
Yeah.
So it's all in a pita. You can get everything on a plate with the pita on the side as well. But it would be the pita inside it, tahini sauce, the mango curry sauce, which we call amba, falafel balls, roasted eggplant, fried potato, and some salad.
When you and your husband came here, did you have background in commercial eateries? How's it working out for you? Do you like the vibe?
That's why I was, as long as you're asking me questions about what we do, I'm fine. I don't know anything else about cooking besides what I do. So
but
don't
you
ask
do
me
it
about
very
pasta.
Well. By all accounts, you do it very well. But the restaurant business, mm-hmm. as Josh, who's been around the block more than a few times, could tell you, will grind some people up and spit them out. How are you feeling?
So we grew organically. We started really small with a pot and a little fryer thing in Woodstock Farmers Market, then Rhinebeck Farmers Market, then other farmers markets, and it grew and it grew, and then the brick and mortar. We are only open for lunch.
Okay.
So we're open from 11 to 3:30.
That's good. That'll work.
So it helps a lot with not being burned out.
Yeah, that's true.
And we're very small, and we have small crew, and it's all very intimate in that sense.
On the way up here, we were having this discussion because Kathy said, I'm not a chef. And I said, you definitely are a chef. And I think the definition of a chef, I mean, she creates her falafel. That's her recipe. She has recipes
and my
for all of
this. Roy.
And really what a chef is a manager of a kitchen, somebody that runs a kitchen. She runs a kitchen. She makes recipes. You slight yourself, but you are a very good chef, Kathy.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Coming from you, that means a lot.
Well, my respect goes to you.
Thank you.
Don't you have to wear some sort of a chef hat?
That's
now?
What I'm thinking.
Yeah, I think so. Although I didn't see you wearing one over at Terrapin when I was there.
I do not wear a chef hat.
No?
No. No hat at all. My hair is short enough.
By the way, man, Terrapin Restaurant, love the curved bar. thought it was so cool. How many people work there?
65.
That's a huge, I mean, that's an endeavor just to keep the business straight and to do your art.
Yeah, I mean, it's good and bad. I mean, it's nice to have all the employees that we have, but of course, you know, that payroll never stops. And as a small business owner, you know, to have these huge payrolls all winter long is tough sometimes. But I love my business.
Is that the slow time, the winter time?
Yeah, it is. And really, we're kind of moving in as the weather gets better into a better season. But in fact, one thing I would like to talk about today is the first day of the spring menu. So this
Oh, tell, my friend.
Well, I mean, just in general, as a chef, to be able to do the spring menu is great in the Hudson Valley because you're finally able to use local products. I mean, not that we can't use local products in the winter, but, you know, they're more like onions and meats
and
apples
and
stuff like that. But, you know, now we do have a lot like ramps and asparagus and a lot of stuff is starting to come in. So I'm excited about the menu.
Well, give us some of your new options.
Well, I did recently take a trip to Japan, so I have, you know, a little bit of Japanese influence on this new menu. I'm doing a gyoza. It is actually a vegan gyoza.
Yes.
With tofu and ramps and spring peas. So gyoza are like little Japanese-style dumplings.
Oh, we know. We got them. My daughters go nuts over them, so we have them.
And there's another Japanese dish that I just got obsessed with, so I had to do a version of, which is karage, which is like a little – it's fried chicken, basically. It's Japanese fried chicken. And so I am doing like a little kind of take on karage and something that I call Japanese risotto is the last Japanese-inspired dish that I did. Now, risotto is an Italian dish.
Yeah.
And it's usually made with chicken stock. So they use dashi in almost everything. It's a Japanese fish broth. And so I kind of base my risotto with dashi, and then I add a lot of vegetables and a little, you know, a little magic, a little Japanese magic to make it kind of take it over the top, and you'll have to come to see it.
How long were you there?
I was there for a couple weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was nice. It was nice. And, you know, as a chef, I've always been such a fan and admire Japanese food. So just to see, in fact, you know what's amazing about Japan? I had some of the best pizza I've ever had in my life in Japan.
Oh, cut it out.
Incredible pizza. And the pizza chef was trained in Naples, of course. But the way that they approach cooking and approach everything, the Japanese are really good at cooking. I had an incredible taco. like world-class taco restaurant in Kyoto. Yeah. And execution.
Why don't you just stay home then? I mean, you know, if you're going to go for tacos and pizza, you could do that in Rhinebeck.
2 weeks. Hey, got a lot of time.
You know what?
Eat.
I love good food. And people ask me a lot of times, so, you know, what type of food do you make? And it's funny because the answer that I always give is the exact same answer that Kathy just said, which is I like to cook food that I like to eat.
And you've always said, every time you've been on the show, that's exactly
that's
your
mantra.
That's what
I say. And Kathy actually said the exact same thing to me. Yep.
In the car, I said, I don't know if I'm a chef. I know I like to eat. And I like to make what I like to eat.
And people like what you make, so it's
happened
a win-win.
Happened to work out.
Absolutely.
Yeah. The number here is 800-348-2551. Let's grab a call or two before the next break. Madeline, or is it Madeline, in Rhinebeck? You're on.
It's Madeline. Thank you. And thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
I'm just wondering, are any of the participants in the event going to provide or offer non-alcoholic beverages like mocktails or special non-alcoholic wines or beers?
There definitely will be. I mean, several of the of the vendors will have non-alcoholic. You know, as Terrapin, what we do generally is we will have, because you enter one category, so we're going to enter the appetizer
category.
Well,
this category.
It's a contest.
We haven't even talked about
that. We don't care about the contest.
You know,
we don't care.
Chefs like to compete, so you know we throw in a contest. So for the contest, I'm doing my truffled fig quesadilla.
Yeah.
And that's with brie, and it's got arugula on top. But I also offer a cocktail and a mocktail.
Okay, good.
So I have you know, three different things. You can have a non-alcoholic cocktail or a cocktail. And Jen, you do a mocktail as well, right?
Same at the Rhine Cellar. We'll be offering our signature cocktail, and then we'll have a mocktail. And also, I offer mini bottled water as complimentary, just in case.
I want to talk to you about, and thank you for the call. We're going to take a break here. I want to talk to you about how you construct a mocktail that isn't completely bilious. I know it can be done. Let's take a break. 800-348-2551. We have Jenny Berry from the Rhine Cellar, Kathy Naor from Abba's Falafel, and Chef Josh Kroner from Terrapin Restaurant. Taste of Rhinebeck, May 7th. It's a Wednesday. We'll be back. It's Vox Pop. It's a Food Friday. Ray Graff here. 800-348-2551 is the number. Little known fact. I didn't know this. You know, I like the Grateful Dead, and I went to my share of shows between 1980 or so and 1990. Didn't know until the break that, Josh, you named your restaurant after Terrapin Station.
I sure did, yeah. And I actually,
go figure.
Similar timeline. I think 1982 I went to my first show when I was a sophomore in high school until, I think, 93, 94, right before Jerry died.
Yeah, I didn't catch any. My wife saw a show very late in the game in Vegas, but I never saw them after the Nick Arena shows here in Albany. And I think I saw the last one.
Yeah, I saw one of those shows, too. But I think for me, you know, kind of like once I became a chef, I worked so much that I just stopped going to live music for a while.
Yeah.
Because I was just working all the time.
All right, so very quickly here, Jenny Berry of Rhine Cellar. Mm-hmm. You said you're going to be slinging a mocktail version of the drink that you won't tell us what it is for the Taste of Rhinebeck. How do you do it? How do you make a drink that is a mocktail that somebody like myself who might like a cocktail might not spit out?
Well, so we kind of, it's all about measurements and equal parts. But use juice. I mean, it depends. Like, you can have somebody that wants something really sweet or something that's spicy. So we'll, you know, my bartenders will come up with something. And but, you know, it's like fresh juices, herbs.
So you're not aiming. And I've often talked to vegetarian chefs and vegan chefs. Often it's not aiming to imitate something. It's creating something on its own.
Right. Absolutely.
The number here is 800-348-2551. Email is voxpop@wamc.org. Taste of Rhinebeck returns to a really cool town. Now I've been there. Wednesday, May 7th. You said there's a contest, and I forgot. I know Kathy Naor said she poo-pooed the contest.
I do.
But how does it work? I mean,
basically, what we have is you've got a ballot that's going to also have a little map on it so you can get around and see where all the restaurants are that are offering and bars. But on the ballot, there's a bunch of categories, and you can put your favorite place for each category, and then you submit the ballot, and at the end,
what happens? You get a trophy? Yeah.
You get...
We are a winner last year for best cocktail.
Really?
Yes. So you actually get a really very nice trophy, and it says best cocktail.
No
on
kidding.
The Taste of Rhinebeck.
Do you have it behind the bar now?
Yes, it's in the bar. It's not behind the bar because I have a wraparound, but it's located where I have like mixologist books. And
is it a cup? Can you drink out of it?
Unfortunately, no. But there is Bartender Wars in Rhinebeck, and you get actually a shaker if you win.
Cool.
And we've won that as well.
Now, Kathy, or you're looking askance at the whole idea of a contest.
I just prefer people walk around, eat, enjoy, and not have to walk around and look for the pens and start marking things out. We did win before. It's a nice glass.
So you've already won, so you don't care now.
No. I just like the community side of it and people walking around and the money going for a good cause. And I don't think it.
I mean,
to
that's
me,
great that
add.
You have that attitude. But I think because we're asking as the chamber, I'm a member of the board of the Chamber of Commerce. You know, we're asking restaurants to contribute free food and labor to do this. And it is for a good cause, you know, and it is to help the community. But at the same time, to have that element of competition makes right. that much juicier for chefs to want to get involved
most,
in that.
I understand and I honor that. Because I do think most chefs would do their best anyway.
Yeah, that's true. But, you know, to get the recognition.
Because we love serving good food and we want people to come back.
This event is really good for smaller places to get lots of new customers that they haven't seen before. You know, and this is even better if you can win this thing and then be able to stick a nice plaque up and advertise, you know, that you won the Taste of Rhinebeck. Right. You know, that's not a bad thing.
Now, you know, you're on the board of this.
Yes.
So you're not allowed to play, right?
We have not won.
You have not won?
Nope, I haven't won.
Because you know what? You're on the board.
Well,
it's ethics.
Okay, well, everyone to this year, vote for Terrapin.
No.
That's electioneering. E writes in, during Taste of Rhinebeck, how do you suggest a person can have the ability to pace themselves and have room to maintain appetite to sample all the offerings? Well, that, E, is a great question. How do we do it? What's the strategy?
Well, I mean, most of the samples are fairly small, but if you run into something that's large and you know you have a small appetite, just take a couple little bites. Yeah, I mean, you know, because the sample itself, obviously you don't want to waste food, but at the same time, if you want to try everything and you can't try everything, if you eat everything, you got to know what you're capable of. Yeah. Now, me, myself, I went around last year and I ate the full portion of everything and then had a little bit more on the second time around. So, I mean, it depends on how much you can eat, but it really is. It's all such good food and it's a wonderful time. I do want to mention a couple details.
All right, sir.
So we do have the two start times. The first is at 5 o'clock. Now, 5 o'clock is a more popular start time. It is $75. And it's per person. And that $75, like I said, it'll give you more food than you could possibly eat. Plus, you also have the added knowledge of really doing something great for the community of Rhinebeck.
And since it is a nonprofit, I'm going to let it slide. But we're really not supposed to do prices. So
I slipped that in, and it's been past the 8 seconds.
You dirty.
So I won't use another price, but the second seating I say that because I'm a restaurant guy, but the second start time is 5:45, and at 5:45, which is 45 minutes later, it's a little bit cheaper.
Okay. All right.
So if you want to start later, you can save a little bit of money and go later. But the whole point is that this is all for nonprofit. Nobody makes money on this besides some wonderful charities.
Well, good. So we'll keep our FCC license then. That'll be fine.
Yes.
Let's just move on from that. The number is 800-348-2551. Let's go to Rodney in Rhinebeck. Hello, Rodney. Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Ray. How you doing, buddy?
Good, man.
Hey, hi, Josh. Hi, Jenny and Kathy.
Rodney.
Hi, Rod.
Hi, guys. I was driving home from Terrapin after getting a duck quesadilla and a devil's pack on draft.
Nice.
Thank you, Josh.
You're welcome, Rodney.
I'm sorry I won't be around on Taste of Rhinebeck night, but Jen, I know that trophy looks like. I think I have one.
Yes, you do, Rod. Yes, you do.
Who? Thou art a braggart.
Oh, I'm just playing, man.
All right, man.
And Kathy, your falafels are badass. I'm sorry. Oh, shoot.
Wow, you know what? What else could go wrong? Jeepers, creepers.
Thank you,
Rodney.
You know how this goes?
Everyone's going to remember that now.
Sorry, I was out doing bird studies since 4 a.m., and I'm kind of tired now.
Yep.
But, Josh, I just have one question for you.
Yes.
How many dead shows?
How many dead shows?
66.
That's a lot, man. That's a good. That's a good number. All right. Well, hey, Rodney, thanks a lot.
All right.
And, you know.
Yeah, you got it, Ray.
Yeah, you almost went over the line with the FCC there, but you're okay. The number here is 800-348-2551. Let's see. Let's go to Poughkeepsie, and we'll go to Rafi. Rafi, you're on.
Yeah, hello there.
Hello, you're
on. Thank you for taking my call.
You bet.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yep, go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for taking Thank you for taking my call. How do I get the tickets for the
Taste of Rhinebeck? Just Google Taste of Rhinebeck. It'll bring you to the Rhinebeck Chamber of Commerce website, and you can buy the tickets right through there. It'll just be a link right for the Taste of Rhinebeck tickets.
Okay.
But is there a way to buy the tickets when you want to come
Yep.
Hawkins.
I mean, to be honest, I really think if you want to go to this event, you should get online pretty quickly.
Okay.
We are moving towards being sold out.
Limited numbers, even though it's an outdoor event?
Or... Yeah, but there's only so much food the restaurants are going to be willing to put
this
out.
This makes
so
sense.
So we have to limit it. And last year we did sell out, and this year we are anticipating it. We might sell tickets at the event if there's some availability. Sometimes we have cancellations. So, you know, if you haven't gotten tickets day of, you can still show up and we can probably accommodate you. But
okay.
I would recommend that you go online to the Rhinebeck Area Chamber of Commerce website and you can purchase tickets directly.
Okay. And do you have another question?
All right, excellent. Yes, I do. I'm a big falafel fan. I'm always in search of the best falafels.
Your name kind of gave you
county,
away.
The New York City.
Go ahead.
So I know there's different ways to make it. It's from chickpeas. You guys make it with chickpeas or fava beans?
So we use only chickpeas. I think different countries have different ways of doing it. I think the Egyptians use fava beans. I think some maybe use a combination. We use only chickpeas. Garlic, onion, parsley, cilantro, and spices.
Okay, that's the usual suspects. All right, so I got a question for you. Where's your favorite falafel besides your own?
Besides your own.
Good question. Hard question.
Let me put it to you this way. If you go to New York City, do you have a favorite place?
I don't. If I go to New York City, I usually go for Ethiopian food. And when I go back home to visit in Israel, then I'll go for falafel, and there's one I like in Tel Aviv.
Kathy, remember when I had the falafel salad? You used to order my falafel.
I did. You know, that's true. That was
Which
even
was
before.
Totally
we...
different. Not traditional.
Before
falafel
we started, that's true. Before we even started doing falafel, Josh had a great falafel salad, which I haven't seen for the last few years, with some tahini kind of sauce, and it was my favorite thing to do.
Maybe I ought to bring that back.
You should.
Absolutely.
But you are the falafel queen of Rhinebeck at this point. So it's...
Well, this, it's the queen of one.
Well, you made Josh stop making it.
No, I don't think that's why.
No,
it wasn't
sure?
Because even when she was serving falafel, I had it.
And I still ate it.
And she would come in and get it, and I would come get her falafel.
Everyone makes falafel differently.
It's a big, happy community of restaurants in Rhinebeck. That's why we get to do Taste of Rhinebeck.
That's
we all
so
get along
interesting.
So well.
You know, you get along so well, and there doesn't seem to be that whiff of competition. There has to be some. It's not a huge market, the Taste of Rhinebeck being a separate event. But throughout the year, you're all going for the same piece of the pie, right?
Not really. I mean, I've always said I don't compete with anybody but myself.
Mm-hmm.
As long as I can put out a good product, I'm going to have people that want to come. And what happens is that there are so many good restaurants in Rhinebeck that people just know they can come to Rhinebeck and get good food.
Yeah.
So, I was up in Rhinebeck and I had Terrapin and I saw they had this falafel restaurant. I'm going to try that next time I go up there. And, you know, that's kind of how it works.
For the size of Rhinebeck, it's insane the variety of different foods you have. It's not just a bunch of restaurants. There's Indian, there's Thai, there's Mexican, there's Italian. There's
two sushi restaurants.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And Puerto Rican.
And the Puerto Rican.
Yep.
It's really a small place. Barbecue.
Yep.
You know, I only know from going to the event that we recorded on March 31st. So I didn't see the entire town. Josh, in relation to Terrapin, where could they all be? I mean,
I mean, the main business district, the majority of the businesses are on Market Street.
Okay.
So I'm north of Market Street one block. If you go south one block, there's a traffic light.
Yes,
that's Market Street.
So I went the wrong way and went 15 minutes out of my way when I was leaving the event the other day.
So if you make a left coming south on Market Street, that's where a bulk of the businesses are. That's where Kathy's falafel shop is. Also to the right, there's a few restaurants. A little bit south, there's a few restaurants. And then coming in and out of town, there's also restaurants.
Mm.
So
the number to call here is 800-348-2551. All right. Let's ask Jenny Berry of Rhine Cellar. You know, you got your standard drinks. You got martinis. Now, if I went in and asked for a martini, what booze are you going to put in it?
That's up to you. I mean, our standard, we use the, it's called basic vodka, which is like the well, but it's a higher up well. But we have anything you want, really. We try to accommodate all.
I'm disturbed by your answer because a martini should be gin, shouldn't it?
Well, yes, yeah, sorry. Gin as well. Well, gin, you can have a gin martini, you can have a vodka martini. And so beef We have Beefeater. We have Tanqueray. Broker's Gin, which is what we use.
I would
nice
say
London
we sell
dry.
More vodka martinis than gin martinis.
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Why is that?
Because vodka doesn't have a flavor.
So why have a martini then?
Because they want alcohol.
But all alcohol.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I don't
know. I do drink martinis. I like a extra dirty martini. Mm. And that's a unique drink.
It certainly is.
Salty.
Plenty of brine.
And it's one of the only salty, like, I don't like sweet drinks.
Right.
I do like sweets, but I don't like to drink.
So you're not
things.
A bourbon aficionado.
Well, I do like bourbon. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, bourbon is sweet, but not in a way that like a margarita is sweet
right.
or a cosmopolitan is
right.
sweet. It's sweet for a straight liquor, but it's, yeah, a little bit of sweetness. I do like a good Manhattan as well. But, you know, for the most part, I drink straight liquor, or if I do have a martini, it'll be a dirty vodka martini where I'm basically just drinking olive juice.
We're mm-hmm. drinking brine with yeah. vodka. Okay. Funny you brought up Broker's, Jenny, because I think that that's a very good value
yeah.
for some very nice
London
style.
Yeah, and that's like our standard, you know. And yeah, it's actually my beverage director, Caleb. He loves it, and so yeah.
There is a. In fact, I was just talking to my boss about this. She is from jolly old England, and she said her favorite gin is connected in some way to Downton Abbey, and it's high. Something. It comes in a blue bottle. Do you know this stuff?
Bombay Sapphire.
No,
that's what
no,
I,
this
yeah.
is not. This is, it has H-I-G-H and then something else, which I forget.
No, I'm not. I did not know
She
that.
Says it's great.
Yeah,
and
I'll have to look into
she
that.
She ought to know.
Yeah.
Number here is 800-348-2551. All right, so Kathy Naor, Abba's Falafel, where is it, and how do people find your website, et cetera, et cetera?
Website is abbasfalafel.com.
Okay.
Pretty simple. We're located at 54 East Market Street in Rhinebeck, right in the village, right across from the Vine Cellar, basically,
yep.
which is across the Thai restaurant and the Indian restaurant and Bread Alone, next to the art shop.
Okay. And how do people find, by the way, what you said, Jenny, that you're in the basement of a
yeah.
hardware store. All I can think of is the movie It's a Mad, 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 Mad World, where the guy and his wife get locked in the basement of a hardware store. Do you remember that movie?
I do not, unfortunately.
Too young.
I might be a little
okay.
young for
Well,
that.
You should check it out.
I will.
Sid Caesar, very funny.
Okay.
So how do people find your spot, and how do they find you online?
Right. So it is RhineCellarRBK.com for the website, and we're also on all socials.
What are your hours over there, by the way?
So we are open from Tuesday to Saturday, so close Sunday, Monday. We open at 5, and during the week we close at 11. And then on Friday and Saturday we do close at midnight.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Josh, I know how to find Terrapin Restaurant now, although I did get lost going home, which was very embarrassing. how do people find it? How do people find you online?
So we are in the village of Rhinebeck, terrapinrestaurant.com. And you can find out all about us. Also, I do want to mention one more time
sure.
that Hudson Valley Unleashed podcast will be released in a month. So look for that. Our first guest will be Gary Chekhov, who's the owner of DST and the promoter of Mountain Jam. So we'll be talking
cool.
to him about Mountain Jam.
Really? Oh, that's yeah. awesome. Listen. If you get too big for your britches and don't come on this show now that you're like some kind of a podcast or whatever, I'm going to be very upset. Good luck with that one. And thank you all for being here. Once again, this event, Taste of Rhinebeck, is May 7th. It is a Wednesday. How do people find out about it?
Go to the Rhinebeck Area Chamber of Commerce website. And on that website, you'll see a link for the Taste of Rhinebeck.
By the way, Gina just wrote in. Question for the organizers. Why are you having it on a Wednesday?
Well, the thing is that for restaurants, you need to have a day that they're not super busy for us to do this.
Okay.
So it had to be on a Wednesday.
Fair enough. Well, thank you all for being here.
Yes,
great
thank
job.
Thank you very much.
Support comes from Honest Wade Food Co-op in Albany. Local, organic, and sustainable groceries for all. Open daily from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. Home delivery available online at honestwade.coop for information. Krause's Homemade Candy, Central Avenue, Albany, with specialties like old-fashioned peanut brittle, chocolate fudge, butter crunch, toffee, gift boxes, and novelties, krausescandy.com. And G&H Lumber at Home at Marvin Windows, partnering with homeowners and builders on renovations and new home construction, lumber tools expertise, GNH Lumber and Home in Greenville, Latham, or Windham. Thanks again to Josh, Kathy, and Jenny for being here today. Thank you for listening. Thanks to Zach Malloy for our being a wonderful engineer. Ed Rosen screened the calls. I'm Ray Graff. Have a lovely weekend. Be safe. We'll see you Monday at 2:00.